Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution, or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meets. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I am from Eros Coaching. That's EROScoaching.com. So that's my private practice, and I've been in practice for 7 years. And today we are speaking with somebody who has been in practice for 12 years. She's been running her own practice for the last 3 years. So today we are going to be shining a light on infidelity and healing with Renee Nielsen. And her mission is to shine a light on infidelity by starting the conversation about monogamy. So many couples assume that monogamy without discussing what that term means for them and what are their relationship expectations. So Renee is a infidelity recovery coach that focuses on the affair by giving the couples who want to reconnect tools and education needed to recommit, or individuals who decide to leave the tools and not take the trauma with them and learn to love again. It's time to end the emotional storm in your head and get the tools and education you need to calm your storm and heal from the trauma of betrayal. So a little bit more about Renee. She's a Wisconsin's first African American certified sex therapist. So she has an eclectic therapy background, ranging from working with seniors to adolescents. After seeing the need to rebuild the foundations of the family unit, especially the couple, she opened a private practice. How do you pronounce the name of your practice?
Kaleidoscope Services.
Yes, Kaleidoscope, to provide a non-judgmental, safe, educational, and nurturing environment for couples and individuals in their relationship in and out of the bedroom. So she's a self-proclaimed masturbation enthusiast, teaching whatever and whenever she can on the benefits of self-care and exploration. So her passion is now to educate and enhance the lives of people who suffer from sexual pain and dysfunction by assisting them in getting their sexual voice back. So she's seen the devastating effects of infidelity in her personal life and in her community, and so is a certified infidelity recovery coach to assist couples who want to recommit to their relationship after an affair. So she offers this 7-step program with the tools and education needed. So her website is kaleidoscopeservicesllc.org. So do check it out. And she also has an affair aftercare website called affairaftercare.com. Check it out as well. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit more. Thank you. So tell us a little bit more. I'm very interested. From your profile, you mentioned that you saw the devastating effects of infidelity on your personal life and in your community. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. Growing up, you see infidelity within your family, your friends. I personally witnessed infidelity in my personal life. No one really talks about infidelity. It's just like the best kept secret. You know, we see people with other people and we are taught to really just be quiet about it. You know, so we just kind of, it's like this secret. But we go through some devastating effects of it. I mean, from divorce to children out of wedlock, to depression, to everything. And when it happened to me, I chose to stay in my relationship, but I did not know how to stay, because monogamy and getting cheated on is something that you really don't talk about. So I did all the research myself, but to no avail, my relationship didn't last. So I said, you know what? I am going to become educated in infidelity so I can help people like myself who want to stay or those who decide to leave to just be able to deal with it. So that's kind of like how I got into infidelity.
And this was how long ago?
My infidelity story, I can say, lasted, I think I was habitually cheated on. So I say through a pen about 10, 15 years.
Sorry, I'm not catching that. 10, 15 years, what?
10 to 15 years, I think that my going on and off, and I personally dealt with infidelity.
I see. So you you dealt with that over a long period of time. And
very long.
And then when did you become this certified infidelity recovery coach?
I became a certified infidelity recovery coach like 2 years ago. I am a trained, licensed, and marriage and family therapist. So I do couples work. I do couples and relations work and work with families. And then with being a certified sex therapist. And so during in my practice, I found that this was coming up more and more. And I just like, you know what? So we're not taught to address affairs. In therapy. Therapists are not really taught to address affairs. We try to really discuss how to deal with them. But I really solely want to address the affair. I really want to address the pink elephant in the room. So I said, you know what, I'm going to get this training and I'm solely going to address affairs, because if we keep pushing it back and pushing it back, it's going to keep happening. And people are just suffering because when you find out about betrayal, that's trauma. So we're living with this trauma in our relationships. And if we decide to leave, we're taking this trauma with us to other relationships.
Mm. Yes. So I'm really glad that you're doing this. And this is the first time that I'm interviewing someone who specializes in infidelity. So in the last 2 years, you know, you've been in practice for a long time. So I understand that you've been working with people for a long time and then now specializing in this infidelity recovery. So tell me, like, how has this training shifted the tools that you have in your practice?
I think it's been a great asset because people, I'm speaking the language they want to hear. We're not going around the room and not talking about something that need to be talked about. With my 7-step infidelity recovery program, or people want to come in to recover, we're talking about the affairs. We're talking about, we're dealing with self, the relationship, our ideas about love, our ideas about monogamy. We're dealing with forgiveness. We're getting right to the point with this program. So I love it for that. And people who want to do that, and it's different from therapy. We're dealing strictly with a coaching method to give you what you need to move forward. So I love it. It's been a great asset to my practice.
Great. So I love what you're saying, getting right into the infidelity and addressing the topics of self-love, relationship, and monogamy, concept of monogamy. And what I find is that a lot of therapists, they try to gear clients towards the topics that they are comfortable with. And they say,
right,
oh, yeah, you need
right.
And actually not giving them what they need. So I'm a sexologist,
right.
And I have clients who tell me that they work on things that doesn't and had never addressed what they came to the therapist for. So
right.
I really appreciate this expertise that you went to get, and it does make a difference because you get right in there and deal with the topic that they need. And sometimes it can make
yes.
a world of difference whether they stay together because they get the right help at the right time.
Yes, yes, I totally agree.
So you must also have frustrations of how people are not getting the right support that they are getting. So tell us a little bit more this getting the right support at the right time in your own words.
Okay. So when you find out about the betrayal that you just found out about, you just found out that affair is happening, you are going through an emotional roller coaster. Oh my God, you go through anger. You want to get revenge, and then you go to why. You go through all this stuff. You go through sometimes blame. Why me? At this point of time, you need a person who's really able to listen to you and normalize it. Because when we go through affair, we think this only happens to me. And just a note about affairs don't always mean something is wrong in a relationship. So many times we don't even look at it because we're like, oh, everything is good in our relationship, so I don't understand this. But that's your view. And when we talk about affair recovery, it's time to stop basing stuff on assumptions and really talk to your partner also. So when you're going through this, your whole world has just changed in front of you. So what I offer is a non-judgmental environment where you can come in and you really can talk about what's going on with you. It really helps to have somebody who understands and can normalize it, because this is a hard time to make decisions. You do not want to make any life-changing decisions in this moment. So from there, we can kind of quiet the emotional storm and then kind of deal with the pieces and really try to get you back on track and get the relationship back on track. One thing about infidelity recovery, I'm going to give you the tools and the resources and education you need to decide if you are going to reconnect or if you're not going to reconnect. So no matter what, this program is just great, because sometimes we'd be like, oh, I'm ready to reconnect. I got tools for that. Let's do this. I don't think we're going to stay together. It's going to work out better because you, in the process of going through these 7 steps, are healing. So when you end, you are going to be really, you can uncouple in a different kind of way if you didn't not talk about the infidelity. You won't take that blame or that guilt along with you.
Thank you very much. So we have a break. I'll come back and talk more about this.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
And you're listening to Eros Evolution on the OM Times Radio Network. And you can share the show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. That's omtimes.com/mobile. And today we are shining a light on infidelity and healing. And this is the show title. And we are with Renee Nielsen, and she is with Kaleidoscope Services, LLC.org. That's her website. And just before break, we were talking about the training that she has, a specialized training called Infidelity Recovery Coach, Certified Infidelity Recovery Coach, mind you, and how this really allows her to have the tools and education that couples need to be able to get the right support at the right time. So before the break, she was talking about the range of emotions that come up from anger, revenge, blame, why me, and how she takes them through the process. So Renee, would you like to elaborate more on the range of emotions that comes up when infidelity is discovered?
Yes. When you traumatized by the betrayal, you go through periods of emotional numbing to periods of feeling overwhelmed. Sometimes you shut down just to function. You really live in your head. You really live in, like, how did I let this happen? I didn't see the signs. You really in a woe with me, and it comes into a lot of depression. You have a lot of questions you want to ask. You play these scenarios. I have a lot of my clients talk about these scenarios. They, like, see their partner with the other party. I mean, they have, like, full-fledged movies in your head, in their head. And I was just, like, saying, okay, let's calm this down. So, and part of the process is that emotional healing, we have a step in the program where you are able to discuss this with your partner. Sometimes everybody is not ready to hear the full story, so it's called the affair story. So during this time, you are able to ask the questions that you need for me as being the guy about stuff that you want to know or stuff you feel like you have to know to function. This comes with a lot of preparation because we do not want to re-traumatize. And sometimes how our brains work, when we fill in the blanks, we are better to process stuff. We are better to let go of emotion and just experience the thought. But one thing I just want to make sure that everybody know, the first thing is to acknowledge the emotion. Sometimes we don't even acknowledge the emotions that we're going through, and that can lead to disaster.
Yes. What happens if you don't acknowledge your emotions?
When you don't acknowledge the emotions, sometimes we know when you don't talk, you just really, it can affect your well-being. You lash out at other people. You project this anger on the different things. You really don't know what to do. So you get in this deep, I don't like to use the word depression. You get in this deep downward spiral, just really internal into yourself. You're not reaching out. You're not looking forward to anything. You're not talking to anybody. You're really in this self-conscious tornado that basically eats you up. But when you start talking about it and talking out loud and just really processing the feelings, it's kind of like a healing. And it really helps when you tell your partner how this has affected you. Okay? That really helps.
Thank you for that. Okay, so these are the range of emotions that comes up when infidelity is discovered. Tell us a little bit more about what you mentioned about the monogamy. So there seems to be this expectation of monogamy, and a lot of couples enter into relationship without really establishing relationship boundaries and expectations. So
right,
in your work,
right,
what comes up around monogamy?
Okay. One thing I love to do is what really should be done proactive. Some couples feel monogamy is assumed. Some couples feel when I say this vow or when I do this, monogamy will magically appear. If I get married or once I say we are a couple. So my program, we're just talking about infidelity, I treat couples that's unmarried or just a long-term, no, married and in a long-term relationship. So people just feel like they're together, monogamy exists. One thing I say about the monogamy myth is that society upholds monogamy. And I say this because, I mean, take a look at society now. Look at how infidelity is portrayed in TV, the radio, even in your community. You know, something community meaning your surroundings, your family, everybody. Who upholds monogamy? Nobody. Everybody is this secret. So I say it's monogamy myth because society is supposed to uphold monogamy, but really doesn't. They have shows called Mistress. They glorify stuff on cheaters. You get a show and a book deal when you are a side chick. So really, monogamy is really, it's talked about and assumed, but that's all it is lip service. Nobody can assume monogamy. Monogamy can only come from honest communication. And just because you say a vow or a promise won't stop infidelity, only a commitment. A commitment, I mean, sometimes even daily, monthly, you have to recommit to, you know, this is not working. Let's work this out. You really need to put in the effort in your relationship before you look somewhere else.
So the myth around monogamy is that people think if they get married or make some kind of enter into a relationship, that monogamy will just magically happen. Is that the myth that you're describing? Right.
Yes.
That's good. Yeah. So it's true. It's kind of like how my clients who are virgins, who have totally no sex experience, thinks that on the wedding night, everything will just magically flow because they did the right thing. And they're not aware of their bodies, they don't know how to have sex, and then they're surprised and shocked that sex is difficult for them.
Yes, I agree. And anything, I just say, everything takes work. And one thing I love to call myself the conversation instigator, because I want couples to get talking. Let's talk about it. Let's build a strong foundation. Let's talk about pleasure, desires. How do you feel today? I encourage and I even give homework, you know, 20-minute monologues a day. You should have check-in points with your partner. Never assume just because how many years you've been together that you know somebody. Our bodies change. Our brains change. We are ever evolving. You need to be in tune with your partner. And how to be in tune is by communicating with them.
So I like what you mentioned just now about check-in points. Tell us a little bit more.
A check-in point is something through the, you know, we're busy out here. The world is changing, the political climate, work, everything. We got so much stuff going on in our life that we forget the key in relationships is communication. Not communication about when the bill is going to be paid or how's the dog, how the kids in school. I mean, really love mapping. I mean, mapping about each other, that alone time that you have. Really just reintroducing yourself to each other every day. Like, how are you doing? No, how are you really doing? Just talking about your dreams and where would you like to go from here? You know, really touching each other through all things. Because one thing so magical about touch, it grounds us and it makes us feel safe. You should always make your couple, no, your partner feel safe and desired and wanted. You need to build that intimacy and that connection, and that comes from communication. I say communication is like the foreplay. Communication is like the lubricant of relationships. It just eases, makes stuff so much easier just to get to talking. Talking about stuff that you really care about, you know, and incorporating that with touch and sincerity and honesty, oh, my God, it's just awesome.
So we have 3 minutes to break, and I just want to say that actually I know of many men who are less of a talker and communicator. They tend to be quite quiet in the relationship, and they find that the talking can be too overwhelming for them, because their partner tends to go into a lot of details, and they find these details basically it's kind of like they feel flooded. So so is that the reason why you're offering a suggesting a 20-minute monologue that happens every day?
Yes, and for the men who go on through that, you know, that's a learned behavior. So it's one thing about a learned behavior. You can rewire your brain. So when you do the 20-minute monologues to really ground yourself and let your body know that it's safe and say, this is what I need to do for the health of my relationship. It's not overflood. If she's talking too much or doing this, y'all can write notes together. You can. It's good to text each other. Do it in a way that fits your relationship, but you have to communicate.
Beautiful. I really love that. Thank you so much. It is learned, and whatever it is that they are at, they can always relearn. And this is when the coaching really helps them. When they experience overwhelm or anxiety, this is when the role-playing and letting them practice sessions, like breathing through it. I think all these things are really useful in helping them to relearn.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
So you mentioned that it is the lubricant of the relationship and it is the foreplay.
Yes. If you have a good communication, it makes stuff slide in and go through so much easier because you really are on the same page. It's no assumption. You know, because you discussed it and you rediscussed it, and it just helps a lot more, and you build an intimacy, and we all know the joys of intimacy, to be connected and for people to really be their true selves. You know, they feel connected, they can be their true self, and that just one of the formulas for lasting love.
Thank you. So let's continue this after the break.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.